What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back at it, friend of the show, David Riley with me here. Washington State Cougars here with me on the Boss Man Show doing big things. Riley, good to talk to you, man. How's life up there in Pullman, man?
Hey, it's been good. It's not too cold. We're living good out here.
I hear that, man. Let me ask you, opportunity to coach Washington State. I've been east to Washington all those years with success, man. What about the opportunity with the Cougs, man? Really stood out to you, man, to make you want to make that jump and go up there, man?
You know, I'm originally from California, but I've been up in the Spokane area for 17 years now. So I've kind of seen what Washington State is up here, the impact they have on the whole Northwest. And really, it's just kind of a place where you can compete on a national scale. Like, I think this is something where we can make a real run in the NCAA tournament. We got the facilities. We got the alumni base. You know, we got to win and we got to build up to that. But I think it's a place that has that real potential.
No doubt, man. And Spokane area is growing. I've been there once for NCAA tournament situation. It was really fun to be out there, man. So it's a great area. And talk about the ability to recruit now, even better. How level players than you had at Eastern Washington now, being at Washington State now, be able to offer them a little bit more resources for us, NIL, things of that nature, and they're living in the region. So talk about this, that in part of it as well, helping you to sell this program and knowing all the great things Washington State has done and how you can sell that school and what it's all about.
That's a good question. You know, I think that the way we recruit really kind of it helps our culture because we tell people it's not for everybody. Like, this is for hoops junkies. Some people go to college because they want to be by the beach and be in good weather. Some people want to, you know, be in a big city and have a bunch of other stuff to do. Like, if you're a real hooper and this is what you want to do, I think that this is that's our selling point. We got everything you need to become a pro. We have the coaching staff that's going to pour into you, that we're not on the road all the time trying to recruit. We're trying to be in the gym with you. And there's no distractions. Like, you see all those like ninja movies and Bruce Lee movies. They go up for a couple years to that mountain with the expert and you don't see them. They duck their head down for 2 years and they come back and they're the best in the world. And so that's kind of what I want our guys' mindset to be. They're coming up here, ducking away, and just grinding for a couple of years, and hopefully they can go achieve their dreams and get their education while also becoming a pro.
And also, your system is very fun to play in, too. Your system is something that's fun to play in. You let guys be themselves. You want them to defend and play fast. Talk about your system as well, how it's so important for young men who want to really learn the game and play the right way and get their contracts. But also, the way you all play is fun for a lot of guys to come play in that system that you have.
No, for sure. And that's a big piece of it. Like, people watch us play, and everyone, they're like, man, I love how you guys play. It's so fast. It looks so free. The guys get so much freedom and, like, well, shoot, everyone wants to play that way, but it's hard. You have to watch a lot of film. You have to really, really understand the system and like where the opportunities are, where the advantages are. And it's probably easier to run a system and takes less time where you run a set, you know, you're getting this shot on the wing right here and this guy's getting it. And really, we're just trying to string two reads together, and we got to have guys that are super connected you know, it does take time, but man, when we're playing, it's a pro style. We're not teaching you how to be a robot. We're not teaching you how to run my playbook. No, we're teaching you how to read ball screens against every kind of coverage, read a pin down, read a stagger screen, read a post up. And I think it sets guys up to become better pros in the long run as well.
100%, man. You don't want to be a robot, because when you overthink so much, it's kind of like read before the catch. That's what you're trying to teach these guys. Read before the catch. You know exactly. What I'm saying?
You know, so. I know the Hawks. The Hawks are all about that 0.5. They want the 0.5 decisions.
Yes, every day. It's in my head, Riles, every day. Read before the catch, buddy.
Yep.
Every day. You say, hey, it's like I heard today, and she was practicing today. Read before the catch.
Read before the catch, make those 0.5 decisions. And I think that's like when guys are doing that, the ball zips around, there's energy in the ball, and it becomes a little more fun that way.
Makes defense have to work a little harder too. They can't just sit there and load up to you too. So you have to really be on your attention detail, your scouting report, be on it. So when you do that, hey, it causes defensive conflict. So it works both ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know, man, look. You know, 13-3, man, 7-0 at home, which is defending the home court, great, man. 3-0 in the WCC, which is hard, man. So talk about that, man, studying the WCC. All this talent coaching-wise in this conference and young men who are very talented. So talk about, as you get used to a new conference, kind of studying it and making sure that as you studied it, how you knew what you had to deal with. Now you got Pacific and Gonzaga this week, two tough schools, far few Hall of Famer. You know, man, it doesn't stop this league, man.
No, it definitely doesn't. And it was my first time in a new league in my whole coaching career. Like I started off as a GA at Eastern Washington and was pretty familiar with all those coaches, all those programs, where to eat in each city. Like it was all pretty routine by year 13. And so for me, it's fun. It's exciting to get a fresh start and get to see some new programs, really dive in. Because when you play a team one time in preseason, it's cool. Like you get a good scout, you get a good read, but man, when you start playing teams twice and you really start diving into who they are and what makes them tick, I think it's a fun challenge. And obviously the WCC is it's a monster. Like you just said it. You got Mark Few, Hall of Famer, Randy Bennett, Hall of Famer. You can go, the USF, man, the game we just played, extremely well coached. They run some really unique stuff. Defensively, they're tight. Herb Sendek might be a Hall of Famer. Like there's just – everywhere you look, there's really, really good coaching. There's high level players. People have put a lot of resources into the rosters in some of these schools, and it's a great challenge and just makes it fun every day to go compete.
I went to Herb Sendek's basketball camp back in the day. That's how old I am, Riles.
I like it.
That's how old I am. Hey,
crazy. You learn some things there. The guy can coach.
Yes, sir. You got that right, man. And talk about your non-league schedule, man. You know, playing that schedule you did to kind of prepare yourself is WCCC, man, because we, like I say, it's tough as heck. But playing that non-con to kind of get guys playing the right way, understand how to play with each other, because there's a new teams every year. So how getting guys understand how to play with each other. So how important is that summer and that fall was ready for this as you prepare for the gauntlet of the WCC, man?
You know, it was – one of the toughest preseasons I've played in. I think we're top 50 or around there in non-conference strength of schedule. And I think that was our plan. Like we knew we had a talented team coming in. We knew we were going to be in a place where we could hopefully get an at-large. And so we tried to schedule the best. Like we went out to Iowa, played them out there. Boise, Nevada, were preseason favorites in the Mountain West. Got them, UW, go down the line, Bradley, Northern Iowa. So played some really good teams to try to put ourselves number one in a place to get an at-large. And I think we're in the mix with that right now, which is the goal. And then number two, to prepare us for the WCC. And I think we learned a lot of lessons. Like you go through our losses. Iowa game, they had some pressure late game that bothered us. And I think we learned how to play through a little bit of pressure. Then you go down to SMU loss. Day two, back-to-back game, we kind of got physically punked and just kind of learned the values of just having that physicality from the jump and setting the tone. And then the UW game, we just turned the damn ball over too much. Like, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot that game. And I think that prepared us to have this start in the league. Like, we don't just start off, 3-0 by accident. Like, we learned a lot from this preseason. And, I'm still learning the net. Like, the net rankings is what determines the NCAA tournament. When I look at this thing, it's like, I got it right here. We are number 60, 65 in the net rankings, but we're 5-3 in the quad 1 and 2 games. And that's better than most. That's like better than 30 teams above us, but we haven't done a good enough job blowing teams out when we get our wins. And, we still got some room to grow.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you, Riles, that week off from the 21st to 28th, man, how important is that week for rest and recovery, kind of do some self-scouting of your team and kind of getting that reset that you needed as you jump into this WCC gauntlet, man?
I think that's one of the most important times. Like, these kids need to get away from us. They I'm sure they're sick of hearing my voice, and they got to get with their families, get reset. A lot of them, when they're around your family, when you're back home, having your mom's cooking, like, you just kind of reset and it re-energizes you. It allows you to know why you're doing this. I think people can get so lost in the grind during the season, you kind of forget how much you love the game. And so our guys came in with that kind of mindset. Christmas night, we all flew back and they were excited to be there. They were refreshed. And then for me personally, like, I got a couple of days off to chill and see some family and friends. But then you're right. I watched a lot of our games, dove into all the analytics, tried to figure out, where we need to shore some things up, where we need to keep doing more of. And I think that benefited us. Like, going into conference play, we had a good idea of what we needed to work on.
Also, man, you got multiple guys in double figures. And talk about having options offensively to score the basketball multiple ways. So no, guys can just key on one person. You make them have to defend multiple people and space them out very much. So about how important is having guys who can score double figures, multiple guys can do that for you on a given night and cause that defense conflict as always.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the staple of our system the last few years. Like, I've coached MVPs of the league and all that, but almost every year it seems like we got 4 to 6 guys in double figures. We've been top 30 or 40 in the country in assists as well. So, like, I think that's the big piece is guys are sharing the ball, trying to make sure we're getting the best shot as a team, and that takes having a lot of talented guys. If you have a few guys that can't score the ball, that hurts you, but it just shows the talent of our players. And we got 8 healthy players right now. We have 8 healthy bodies. We got 4 or 5 of them that are scoring in double figures. We had 3 key guys that were probably starters at some point go down and have been out for months at a time. And to show that we have that much firepower and that many guys that can step up, it just shows how competitive our practices were in the fall to put us in this spot.
No doubt, man. You shoot over 36% from 3, man. About how important that is as well, that shooting that ball well from the 3-point line, and how important it is to your system, making sure you guys are getting out there and analyzing, getting 3s more than them 2s.
We all can shoot. And I was talking to Isaiah Watts, who was at Washington State last year, and we were talking about the differences in the teams. And spot for spot on their team last year, like, their shooters might have been more prolific shooters than what we got right now. But I think what makes us unique is that all 5 guys on the floor can be a threat. Like, they can all, it's not like they're a threat, they can make one. No, they're a threat and they can make 4 or 5 on you. And have had multiple games where they've hit, 3 or 4 threes. And I think that's the real threat, where they have to help everybody. The paint's wide open, and it allows us to really drive and kick and start playing the way we want to play.
Talk about this, man. You're out rebounding opponents, man. Talk about competing on the offensive glass, defensive glass as well, complete possessions, because it's so important to get that ball. Talk about the importance you can put on rebounding this year to make sure your guys out rebounding the opponents, so y'all can get out and do what you want to do offensively and defensively with those rebounds.
Yeah, you know, this might be the least we've worked on defensive rebounding since I've become a head coach. And what we did is I think we put more emphasis on offensive rebounding early and where to crash, how to crash, what that looks like. And I think I've tried as a head coach always to be pretty proactive and not just like be like, hey, you got to play harder, you got to be more aggressive. Like, that's kind of BS. Like, no one really understands what that looks like. And so I think I fell victim to that with rebounding my first few years as a head coach. Like, it was always just crash and just go to the rebounds. And it wasn't technical. It wasn't teaching guys which way to go and how to actually, you know, tactically go where we want to try to get those rebounds. And I think we did a better job of that early in the summer, early in the fall. And because of that, if you're having to go against that every day in practice and you're competing, well, you don't want to give up offensive rebounds. So I think that's where we kind of got our defensive rebounding up to speed a little bit. And, you know, we were better offensive rebounding team about 3 weeks ago before we had those injuries. And I think, you know, there's some things that you de-emphasize at times when you're trying to keep guys a little more energy. And I think that's one thing that we got to get back to, is just getting a little more aggressive on the offensive glass.
No doubt, man. Last one for you, man. Riles, I mean, I must ask you, man, with the injuries, man, practice, man. I know how we do it in practice. We don't got 11 guys right now ourselves, man. How has it been trying to do practice plans, man, with only having 8 healthy guys, man? Been crazy, ain't it?
I'm lucky. We got a young staff. And so I got my guy, Jerry Brown. He played overseas for a while. His knees are a little banged up. So, but he can go on the half court, and we got a couple of GAs that can fill in for us. And yes, really, we're just trying to figure it out. Next man up. We'll see. We might be having open tryouts at some point.
Man, hey, I still get, hey, with this NIL 5 years, I got 1 year left, buddy. I got 1 year left, Steve. This 5 year thing ain't this fast. I got 1 year left. You're doing 5 years now.
Hey, the rules are changing every year. Who knows?
No doubt. Hey, man, good to catch up with you, Riles, man. I hope to talk to you in March, man, going to Bit Dance, man. All the best to you. Look forward to chatting with you down the road, brother.
Appreciate it. Go Cougs.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.